The Toronto Film Festival is underway. It's one of the Grand Slam events on the film festival circuit, and unlike Cannes or Sundance, it takes place in an actual city where real people live, people who go to ski or sunbathe somewhere else. So for film reporters like Michael Sipley of the New York Times, this must be a whole lot more fun than those resort towns or even that Museum of a City, Venice, with its film festival. I assume you have a good time?
Well, we're having a good time. This is all work. The Toronto Film Festival is like the industrial film festival. You know, it's enormous. It sprawls over the entire city, and it goes from morning to night, and you better be filing about every minute of that time.
Now, for the film business, how big a deal is the Toronto Film Festival?
Well, it's a very, very big deal, and more so than it used to be. I would say that over about the last 8 years, Toronto has grown from being what used to be just a lovely and then an important regional film festival into being the staging area for the Oscars, and that's the bottom line.
From what you've written from Toronto, I gather some of the movies people are most interested in this year are directed by women.
Well, there's no question about it. And you know, one of the most prominent of those pictures, Jane Campion's Bright Star, about the poet John Keats and the love of his life, Fanny Brawn, is something that has yet to get its gala screening here. But, you know, that's one of the big questions, is whether that picture will walk out of this festival and into an awards race that'll go on for the next 4, 5, 6 months and become something that we're all talking about over the weeks.
I had such a dream last night. I was floating above the trees with my lips connected to those of a beautiful figure.
Whose lips? Were they my lips?
That's a clip from Bright Star. And Jane Campion, one of a few women directors who have films at the festival.
Well, yeah, a whole series of them, actually. There's a Danish director, Lana Scherfig, who has a picture here called An Education. It's gotten a lot of attention. Jennifer's Body, that's just about to open, directed by Karin Kusama. That's something that played at the midnight screening last night. And then one that everyone's going to have to pay a lot of attention to is Whip It. It's a roller derby picture directed by Drew Barrymore, the first she's ever directed. And it points to something about this festival, which is that, unlike a lot of the others, it's not afraid to have fun.
Let's get him! Kill him dead! Skate fast, skate hard! I'm gonna puke!
Starting on Sunday, there are gonna be roller derby girls skating all over Toronto, and you better watch out, because I ran into some of that team at Comic-Con a while ago, and they'll mow you right down.
And then there seems to be a whole category among the hundreds of films at Toronto this year of George Clooney movies.
Well, there sure are. There are two of them today. George Clooney has just showed up, and they've begun screening The Men Who Stare at Goats, which is, I guess, best described as a dark, dark, dark comedy about psychics in the intelligence world. And then another film, Up in the Air, directed by Jason Reitman, who did Juno and Thank You for Smoking. In that one, George Clooney plays a corporate consultant who's constructed a perfect life around the business of firing people.
Michael Sipley, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's reporter Michael Sipley of the New York Times speaking to us from Toronto, where he's covering the Toronto Film Festival.